U.S. Homeland Security has taken terrorist detection to the next level, announced Janet Napolitano in recent days. That next level ushered in the debut of Homeland Security's serpentine-labeled Viper Task Force in the state of Tennessee last month, complete with 5 roadblocks on Interstate 40 and inspections at 2 bus stations. Is it any wonder, then, that Janet Napolitano, an alleged lesbian, is being tagged with the name Big Sis, a reference to George Orwell's 1984 and our ever-expanding totalitarian scenario. But truth be told, Napolitano is simply taking orders from the real guns who operate our Zionist police state, Senator Joseph Lieberman, head of the Senate Committee for Homeland Security, and his fellow Talmudic Jew, Michael Chertoff. And last year saw the absorption of the Jewish-led Southern Poverty Law Center, also known as the Synagogue of Morris Deeds, as part of Homeland Security's Countering Violent Extremism Unit that singles out Christian organizations that oppose abortion and homosexuality as hate groups and extremists. Terrorists living in caves in Afghanistan are no longer executing the implausible task of flying planes into big American buildings. And those who mix up third-grade chemistry experiments in their panties have left our Zionist-run security apparatus with no choice but to seek out terrorists in the highways and byways from among America's own citizens, compelling them to surrender their Fourth Amendment rights, protecting them against coerced searches. And what will we do after the next false flag following 9/11 takes place, providing the pretext for our next president, probably Obama, for declaring martial law? Here's some sound advice for how to prepare for the coming martial law, gleaned from survival preparedness experts, with some suggestions from myself as well. 1. For those who have lost their homes due to Wall Street thievery, in order to avoid FEMA camp incarcerations and chip identification implants ensuring emergency rations, low-cost trailer homes are a sure bet against state demagoguery. 2. And for those still living within their own four walls, storage of rice, beans, and water, along with alternative sources of power, cooking, and heating, will provide a shield from being at the mercy of UN troops employed as martial law adjuncts, as well as grudge-holding military underlings. 3. Alternative means of communication besides landlines, iPhones, and emails are highly recommended. And 4. If you must travel, divide your journey between 2 parties in 2 separate vehicles taking 2 different routes to your desired destination. If one party falls into a Viper dragnet, the other party can provide rescue cover. Don't be caught with your pants down, my friends. And why lose your shirt as we head for what many are predicting, a Jewish police state, also known as martial law?